Hey, I'm going to give you a really quick, effective way to deal with upset customers, patients. What you want to do is you want to listen, but what you're listening for is the feelings. Feelings. You're not listening for facts, because when someone goes up to you and they go, "Hey, I've been waiting here 3 hours. My appointment was at this time, and I've been here 3 hours," and you know that they haven't been there 3 hours. If you go into the how long they've been waiting, you've been waiting here for 2 hours and 21 minutes. If you go into facts, you're not going to win. Not against someone that's is acting on feelings. They feel they've been waiting there 3 hours. It's not a fact. You don't know. And even if you do, it doesn't matter. They feel they've been waiting a long time. So when you listen, that's why listening is number one. When you listen for those feelings and you address those feelings, you resolve the situation. If you're listening for facts and you try to address feelings with facts, you won't win. Meaning they go up and they say, "Hey, I didn't like the way I was treated." And if you go into the fact that they were treated great, that they got the service they wanted, if you start arguing with them about the facts, when their feeling is that they did not get treated in a certain way, you're not going to win. So what do? Always address the feelings. So sometimes these feelings are easy to address. Facts, now we're going to argue all day. Then they'll go to Google and leave a bad review about their feelings. So you got a 1-star. It was something that you could have resolved easily. See, emotions, you can't fight emotions with fact. Emotions, you have to address the emotion. That's why even in personal relationships, if you're arguing about the facts, the argument will never end, because there's fact, you know, you manipulate the information to suit your needs, and you're not going to win. Always address the feelings. Always address the emotion of that patient, that customer, whoever's there in front of you that's feeling a certain way. Address that feeling, not whether they're right or wrong. Probably most of the time they might be wrong. But your job is not to prove them wrong. Your job is to have empathy. Now, empathy is what you need. They don't need empathy. You need empathy. Empathy is putting yourself in their shoes. So it's not being real. It's not keeping it real. It's not being authentic. It's like, "Oh, I feel." No, it's not about your feelings. It's not about your facts. It's about empathy. As you stop being you, you become them. You go inside their shoes and it's, "Okay, this person feels they've been waiting here 3 hours. Obviously, they feel they've been waiting here a long time. They may have things to do. Maybe they're worried because they're going to be late for work." You don't know why their feelings are brewing. So until you address those feelings, all the facts in the world will matter. So empathy, putting yourself in their shoes, letting yourself go, let yourself go. You're not you anymore. Now you're this patient, this customer, and you are in their shoes and saying, "Okay, if I was here waiting, or if I felt that I was waiting a long time, how would I react? And what would I want? What outcome would I want?" And then now you can resolve the feelings and the emotion. And when you tell them, "Oh, I understand how you feel. Let me check on this. Let me find a way to resolve this. Let me help you resolve that, your emotion, that feeling." You don't tell them that. You just repeat what they said. Let's see what's going on. Let's see how we can resolve the wait time. Let's see if you're next. Let me see if I can move you up. Whatever. It doesn't even need to happen, because as soon as you address those feelings go away. But if you try to go into facts, "Sir, this is a long wait. Sir, we have a lot. We're really busy." Like, now you made it about you. You're not having empathy. Now it's all about you. You know, everybody waits. "Hey, this is normal. Hey, you should have been here earlier. Hey, we have a lot of patients. Hey, we have an emergency back there." Hey, those are facts that don't matter to that person that has those feelings. Because those feelings are the ones that are going to go to Google reviews, to Yelp, to wherever, and leave you a 1-star. because how they feel. And they might do it right then and there because they feel it right now. So as soon as you address these feelings and you let those emotions, you address those emotions, they'll calm down. And if they see you take action, the action doesn't need to lead to a result. All you got to do is, let me check on that and move quickly, like you care about their feelings. They'll calm down. But if you sit there and trying to argue facts, sir, you only been waiting for an hour and 22 minutes. It hasn't been 2 hours. And now you're going to the clock into what time they came in, at what time their appointment is. One, you wasted your time and you're wasting their time even more. Now their feelings are not being addressed. And they may even increase. The negative feelings may increase because you're not addressing the root cause of their feelings. They feel they've been waiting a long time. That's it. You cannot, it doesn't matter if they have or not. They feel that way. Address that feeling. Let them know that you're taking action to see if we can help that feeling go away. Just doing that will make that feeling go away. So that's just a tip on how to always have empathy and put yourself in the other people's shoes and resolve the problem from their perspective. Don't do what you think you would do or you would want. No, put yourself in their shoes. Not everyone wants what you want. So that their resolution might be different from what your resolution may be. So find their feelings, listen to their feelings, have empathy, and move quickly in a resolution. When you go and check to see why is it taking so long, don't just get up and go back there. Act like you care. Get up and go, let me take a look at this. Like, right, wait, go, action. They see that action, they feel like you care even more than they do. So that'll calm them down. That's just a little quick thing about feelings and emotions, and never, ever, even in your personal life, never, ever fight feelings and emotions with facts. It's just a losing battle, and you're not going to win, even if you're right. So this isn't a court of law. Life is subjective to feelings and emotions, and facts usually don't win in a personal situation or in an emotional situation, such as an angry customer or patient. So